Hey you, I'm your nutrition coach. My name is Jackie Poole. Welcome to Happiness is a Healthier Habit. Let's get today's episode started. Okay, if you're not already in here, I just want to remind you again, because I just can't believe I'm doing this for free. And so what I'm talking about is my 6 weeks course for ultimate summer confidence. And so I will be doing some coaching for 6 weeks. If you're in the email list, you'll be getting an access to a specific course, detailed and inspired and gravitated towards the summer, so you can feel better in that swimsuit at the pool or the beach and really embrace every moment this summer and let your newfound confidence shine wherever you go. So don't miss out on this course. It will actually be available all summer, but I want you to get started now before those days get here. So it's lifetime access, so once you enter and create an account, join the email list, you will have access to that forever. So it's like you're getting coached for free from me. So I am inspired to do this with you. I will be doing all of the activities with you. So why don't we kickstart the summer in a great positive vibe with a free coaching course. So all you have to do is go to jackiepoole.com, put your name, last name, and email address, and you will be getting a email starting April 20th. Now, if this is after the date, you can still subscribe and you will be getting those emails following after. So you'll still have access every Saturday. Practically until May, you'll be getting these letters. So for 6 weeks. So the start date is April 20th, and every week you'll be getting an email so you can log in and get what you need to get from these courses. Now, again, you sign up, it's a lifetime access, free coaching from me. And the deadline to sign up is actually July. So you have plenty of time to sign up, but I urge you to go ahead and get started today. It's going to help you develop that confidence you want, those habits you need, and it's going to really create consistency for a healthier habit, a happier and healthier you. So enough about that. We are, again, talking about confidence, how to build confidence. Last week, we really talked about some essential things that you need to build confidence. And if you want to know more about that, it is episode 52, how to build your confidence for the summer. Those are some of the quick things that you can do to really start seeing and feeling better about yourself, about your body, about where you at and where you want to go, right? Now, we're also going to be talking about what is confidence. And self-confidence, it's an attitude towards what you're doing, your skills, your abilities, you know, the ability to trust yourself, to accept yourself, no matter where you are in life. You know, things are never going to be perfect. But when you have that confidence in yourself, there is still that sense of control that you have in your life. And it's really going to help strengthen, you know, everything around you and bring a more positive view of yourself. And I've talked about this before. When we have a positive outlook, when we have positive beliefs in ourselves, when we set, you know, realistic expectations, when we, you know, don't have any negative self-talk, when we communicate, when we are assertive, when we are able to handle criticism, this is all confidence. And so when we have this confidence, this self-esteem in ourselves, when we have this positive cloud in our thoughts, that positivity really brings out an invisible hand that guides us to do the things that we need to do. So what I mean by that is when we have this positive belief, when we believe that we're capable of doing whatever we set out to do, you know, what we want to do, goals, anything like that, when we, you know, truly believe that we can do it, we will start taking action. Those positive beliefs will start guiding us to take action on what we want to do. So let's say we are on the negative talk, we are on the negative beliefs, like, I can't do this, this is too hard, I'm not so-and-so, they can do it, but I can't, you know, they can do it because it's easy for them, it's too hard for me, I have this, I have that. We start bringing like all of these excuses, right? All of these things that could be hindering us from doing what we need to do. And sometimes, don't get me wrong, things get hard. Doing the right thing can be hard. Doing what you're trying to achieve can be hard. But focusing on that attitude, on changing, on flipping that attitude, and trust me, I know it's easier said than done, but like everything else, it takes practice for you to really embrace your, you know, positive person, you know, positive girl talk era. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's gonna take a while, especially if you're not used to doing it, or you've never taught how to do it, or something that you've never even thought about doing. But the psychology of this is to really start getting yourself to believing that it's actually possible to be confident where you are right now. And the more you bring these positive expressions, the more you do that in your brain, so the more positive beliefs you have, the more action you're going to take. And the more action you're taking, the more confidence you're going to be able to build. Because the more you do, the more you believe. And so it's a never-ending circle. So it all starts in your head, no matter what it is. Because whatever brought you motivation, inspiration, desperation, whatever brought you to do whatever you want to do, however you want to feel, it started somewhere, right? And you started doing. And that doing makes you feel like you're capable of doing. So I know I'm running in circles right now, but I wanted to make that clear, because confidence is, again, an attitude about what you're able to do. And when you're not doing, when you're not progressing, when you're not believing, that confidence is not going to be there. And I don't want that for you this summer, which is what the course is about this, you know, next 5 weeks that we're already in week one. So if you want to learn how to build your confidence, we're just going to be talking about the foundation to build our confidence, right? Because last week we talked about all the things health-wise that are going to really make an impact in ourselves at the moment to bring out that confidence in ourselves. But we are going back to a fundamental basis of what confidence is. And again, we defined it as feeling sure of yourself and your abilities, not in an arrogant way, but in a realistic, secure way. Confidence is not about, you know, feel like thinking you're better than everybody else. And, you know, some people might take it that way, and that's okay. That's going to be on them, not on you. You keep doing you. But confidence is honestly self-confidence is about connecting with yourself, connecting with your actions, what are you doing? And that's where health comes in, having that dialogue with yourself, your body, to know what works for you, what doesn't work for you, you know, just having that dialogue. Any relationship is a good relationship when there's communication. And honestly, that's the same way with your body. Your body is your temple. There's, you know, a soul in there, and sometimes your body's talking to you and we need to listen to it. So it's really connecting with ourselves, as well as acknowledging what's working for us, what's not working for us, what we need to let go of, what we need to bring more of. So it's connecting with ourselves, it's acknowledging our needs, our wants, and really listening to those cues that our body is giving us, as well as taking care of ourselves. Besides doing all of the healthy things, right? We have to take care of ourselves, especially as a mom, as a business owner, as, you know, somebody that deals with a lot of stress, whatever it is, where era you are right now. Self-care, I know when people think of self-care, it's like, oh, you know, I need a day away from everything and just be alone, right? But no, it's wherever you have chance, you know, like, for example, I got to do a nice hot bath the other day. Like, I put the water super hot, I put on a little face mask, and after my workout, my husband was doing yard work, and I got to sit there for 15 minutes. That's all, you know, like, day goes on, I'm usually not working out on the weekends, but I felt like I needed that, so I told my husband, give me 15 minutes, I'm just gonna be on the bathtub, I'll be right out. It's having that communication, that acknowledgement that your body needs that, and providing that for your body, right? So that's just one little thing. There's so many things you can do besides, you know, doing your hair, doing your nails, which are all great. Trust me, I'm totally due for a hair appointment. It's been years that I've done my nails. But self-care is also about just having a time to breathe, having an alone time with yourself, acknowledging that where you're at the moment, what you need, and really having that connection with yourself. That is what self-care is. And one more thing for having a really good foundation for self-confidence is feeling like you are in control. And I know that can be a little bit more than other things, but at the same time, it's just knowing what you can control, what is out of your control. For example, other people's actions, you're not in control of that, so let that go. You know, sometimes we focus on what we can't do. Focus on what we can do at the moment. That is the control. That is your power. And that is going to help you build confidence. Because when we focus on what we can't control, it starts affecting us. What other people say, what other people do, what things happened. We start seeing like, or being feeling like a victim when we're not in control. And we start losing our power. And I want that for you. So that is what we're focusing on today. So let's talk a little bit about those four foundations that we need to build confidence, which is connecting with yourself, acknowledging your needs, your wants, and listening to yourself, providing that self-care. You're taking care of your temple, because we're going to be here for a long time. I know I do. And having knowledge of your control. What you can control, what you can't control. Super important. I know I needed this. It's a great start for our next week coming up for our 6-week summer confidence course. Another way to boost your confidence. Sometimes we need different ways, different things, and seeing different perspective, right? Because it's not just about eating good, exercising. It's so much more than that. And that's what nutrition is. So here's to week 2 for the summer confidence course. And I can't wait to chat with you next week. Bye.